obviously it's your podcast, you do the intro and whatnot, I'll be here. You let me know when I can jump in.
Welcome to the Sage of Three Paths podcast. We are three brothers who use this space to talk about a range of topics, anything from politics, race, anime, and pop culture, each giving our own perspectives and opinions. I'm the youngest, Mo Janna, also known as Junior Lab.
I'm the oldest, Okello, but my brothers call me AJ.
Middle child, Oz, aka Wizard King.
We three brothers.
One sec. We once again thank you for tuning in and joining us on this sometimes cathartic journey. Let's dive right in.
Do you know what? I think let's start it like this. You already know who the three sages are, but today we are welcoming a fourth sage, a queen in her own right, her own podcast, doing her own thing, a creative soul who's come to ask us some questions. We're going to get interrogated, apparently. So, Nancy,
that's me.
Pass the floor over to you. You do a little bit of an introduction and then we'll just start chopping it up.
Cool. So my name is Nancy. I go by Nancy Art Music online, and I do a comic every Saturday called Umeboshi, which is based on like a little Japanese pickled plum, but you know, with a little face on it. He does cute things. And as of the 15th of April, 2021, I started a podcast called the Flawed Workshop Podcast, where I discuss with other creatives how they struggle through doing the things that they love and how it's worth it, or whether it is worth it. Is uni good or bad when it comes to things that are creative? And all that sort of industry stuff, but also kind of soul stuff. Some episodes are a little bit like therapy, but in a good way, I hope.
I definitely find that with this podcast as well. I've had some episodes where it's been just therapeutic to talk.
I think even just listening back to it is kind of, oh wow. It's weird. I had this feeling today, and I was editing one of the episodes, and I was just, I guess, listening over. And I went to the gym in the morning, and driving back, and I was listening, and I was like, do you know what's really weird? Sometimes some of the topics we talk about, in my head I have a thought, and then I hear myself say the thought out on the podcast. I'm like, oh, I'm aligned with this guy. Not knowing, obviously, it's me.
Well, it's kind of like, oh, I hope I mentioned this. And as you're hearing whoever it was respond, and you're like, oh, good, I'm glad I did, because this is important. I needed to say it.
For me, it's the opposite. When I listen back, I'm like, damn, you missed this. You could have said this. Super critiquing everything that I'm saying. But do you know what? C'est la vie. I'm just trying to enjoy the process and enjoy the growth that continues to happen. So I'm happy.
I've got a few things to ask. Your Umeboshi, did I say it right?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, 100%. Like, bring that back. Because you just sort of glossed over it. Oh, there's this comic, Umeboshi. It's a little plum, Japanese, you know.
Once a week.
I know. I really wish we could change this, huh? To Nani.
I could draw you one. I'll send it over later if you like.
Yes, please. Oh, that's going to
Could you do your Umeboshi meeting us? And you being the Umeboshi.
Oh my God. Yes. That sounds amazing. Oh, Saturday awesome. Comics sorted. I don't even need to think about an idea.
We'll put that in the show notes. And the socials, actually. We'll put that in the socials as well. That's awesome.
Oh, yay. He's basically I'm trying to figure out how long this story should be. I did music a little while ago, but that kind of dropped off for me, but I was still a very creative person. And so I was like, I need to get this out. I need to do something. And I ended up taking art classes on how to draw. I did art at school. I did the International Baccalaureate program instead of like regular high school or GCSEs or whatever.
Sorry, what is that?
It's basically like instead of, is it A-levels, I think, actually?
Yes.
Yeah, so instead of A-levels, you basically do, it's like an international program where like international schools use this sort of curriculum to teach. And some of the classes are hard enough that in the US and some places in the UK count them as like credits towards your degree. So it was a very difficult, like curriculum to be a part of. Ask anybody in an international school where they did the international baccalaureate, they're gonna tell you some horror stories about exams and coursework. But it was really good. But in that course, you can do, you pick six subjects, three at a standard level, three at a higher level. And the higher level ones basically get graded more harshly. You have to do more work for them. And that was the last time I did art. So that was 17, 18. The last 2 years of my school, I was doing art, but I didn't really enjoy it because I was going through a lot of stuff. Like, I knew, obviously, being in international school, that I wouldn't see my friends for a long time because some of us were going to uni in Malaysia, the UK, the US, Canada, South Africa. It was literally, all of us would be scattered. So there wouldn't be a very easy way of seeing any of my friends. And I think that kind of dawned on me before it did anybody else. So I was kind of like sad about it all for a while. So I didn't really enjoy much. And my art teacher wasn't great at the time, to say the least.
Yeah.
But I found a new love for it sort of around 2019 when I kind of needed another creative outlet. Was just trying to learn the basics. And then last year, sort of July 2020, I decided to get an Apple Pencil to start trying to do digital stuff. And this like little squiggle came out. I drew a little circle, I like colored him in, and I drew a little face on him. And I was like, huh, he kind of looks like an umeboshi, which is like a pickled plum that you get like as a garnish or like a side sometimes in Japanese dishes. And so I kind of wrote it down, didn't really think too much about it. And then all of a sudden I kind of imagined him having all these little adventures and basically being kind of like a tiny little round version of me bouncing around doing just cute things and being silly. He's so cute. And also because I'm the one writing stuff that he's doing, being silly in the comics, I empathize with him a lot and I put my silly behaviors in him. So it's kind of cuter for him to do all that 100%. Stuff rather than me as an adult woman.
It sounds like that's an alter dope. Ego that you could almost live your childhood through. And awesome.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, I had no idea about any of that before this podcast. Like, you know, I had an idea of who you were as a person from like what I know about you, but it was like, where did this come from? And this is amazing.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'm glad that you think it. And I'm I guess I didn't really send you a lot of my like socials and stuff.
No. Where can I find stuff like that to watch and look at your work?
Umeboshi, I put out a comic every Saturday on my Instagram, which is nancy.art.music. Need to change that actually because the dots don't need to be there, but you know. I have a Patreon. I don't have any patrons, but maybe one day I will. Nice. And I put like a little time lapse on there every week that I've kind of locked away. That shows kind of how I draw everything, and I do a little voiceover explaining how I came up with the idea.
do you use Procreate? Because I know there's a feature in there where it can record. That's super cool. Yeah. I've seen some amazing work on that. So yeah, I think it'll be really cool to see the process. And do you also capture when you like make a like erase stuff or?
Yeah, the way it sometimes it's a little bit annoying because the way I color like the way I shade him in, I kind of do it with one line. And I just kind of scribble along, so. It looks really rough, but it's kind of part of the style that I've developed over the last year with it. And but it kind of appears very blocky because the way that Procreate records the what you're doing on screen, it doesn't do it kind of as you're going. It does basically it takes a screenshot every time you lift your pen. So it's sometimes it looks really sudden. Like I'll if I'm just coloring like a big thing, big block of color, all of a sudden it's like just a big block of color appears out of nowhere. But something else, if it's really intricate and it has a lot of detail, you'll see every little pen mark and things disappearing and reappearing again. So
awesome. I've never used it myself, but as Mo says, I've seen some pretty incredible stuff that people can create. So just lends to more curiosity for this umeboshi.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to talk about is your back, because I kind of feel like we're all deflecting at the minute, because we at the beginning we're told we're going to be interrogated.
We all hear the accent. We hear the accent.
So good?
Where international school.
Where are you from? Like, in very broad strokes, what is your story?
So my dad is Tanzanian. My mom is Latvian. Yes, a really weird mix. As far as I'm aware, there's literally maybe three of us in the world. So me, my sister, and my mom's friend, who also like happened to be in Tanzania, met a Tanzanian guy, fell in love, had a kid. So literally, as far as I'm aware, there is only three of us, because those are two very random countries.
You're going to get people hitting us up like, yo, I'm also...
Hey, oh, hopefully let's build that community as well. 100%.
Literally, I'm making a tally mark every time if one of us exists.
Get a tattoo or something.
Yeah.
You see, as Sierra Leoneans, we are tiny population in general. Anyways, it's like the last time I checked, the population's smaller than the population of London.
Oh wow! Yeah.
So for me, it's like the only Sierra Leoneans I've met, as I've not been back to Sierra Leone. Have been family members.
Yeah.
But your story seems like...
It's really quite funny, because I don't sound like I'm from either of those places. Mm. I cannot for the life of me explain the accent. I absolutely have no idea where it came from.
To be honest, even when I heard you say Tanzanian and Latvian, it sounded... I was like, hang on, I just heard a little bit of British just then.
Oh God! I've been living here since like 2012. So when I came here, I would not be... Ooh, obviously I do videos every now and then. Well, I have a YouTube channel, but I'm not so entrepreneurial. But I don't upload there that much, so I don't really scream and shout about it. But some of the videos that I put up that are a little bit older, my accent is, it's almost like I came from California. It's like, hi guys, I'm Nancy. It's so good to be here on this video. Like, hi. So I'm like, who is that person? Oh my God.
You see, the difference is when I started, and there's a secret YouTube account. A couple of YouTube accounts that I have, and I'm not going to reveal all of them. But the main the main one I started out with, I think I called it Maruto 10 or something.
Mm.
And the difference was, I guess I didn't have me. It was more so just AMVs. So I used to just make anime music videos, chop it up, and then just put it to music.
Oh.
But I think the good thing about that is when I do watch it back, it's not like, I don't have to listen
your
to
own
myself
voice and stuff.
Maybe my high-pitched voice,
I have one where I was in a band years ago with...
Nice.
This guy, Kyle Smith, and this other guy, I can't remember his name, we called him Crazy Sticks because he called him drunk.
That's a sick name.
What a good nickname. Mm.
But there's stuff on the internet of me, and some of the stuff I listen back, I'm like, damn. What were you doing, bro?
It's always so awkward.
other things I look on so fondly, I'm like, damn, man. We were just having fun. It doesn't have to sound so great, but the fact that we had an opportunity to be creative in that space, I absolutely love it. Super grateful that I was able to experience that. But also, it's kind of not the coolest thing to be on the internet forever. Like,
Not one to shout out on the podcast.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's out there, but I'm not going to say no names.
You got to do your research. That's what it is.
I recently found, I did an album when I was 14, and it was like the pride and joy of my life for a very long time. But obviously I think at some point I started getting embarrassed that it was up. So I took it down off of SoundCloud and stuff. I think SoundCloud at one point changed their policy. So if you weren't using the pro version, they would take all your old files and basically get rid of them. And I was so sad that I lost it because I couldn't find any of the CDs. I couldn't find anything.
Damn. Oh, no.
But I found it, I think, very, very recently, like 2 weeks ago, and I had to listen to it over again. And it was almost, I couldn't even cringe because it was so distant from me now that I was like, oh, my God, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, bless.
It's the journey. It's the journey.
Yeah.
And so yeah. I want to keep on your journey. So your parents are from two different parts of the world.
Yeah,
where did
yeah.
you grow up?
I was born in Latvia. And then when I was like 4 or 5, we moved to Tanzania. And I basically lived like my entire childhood that I remember was there until I was 18. So 2012, I moved over to the UK to do uni and stuff and basically just stayed. I didn't expect to stay. I have to say that the plan was I get my bachelor's degree, I do really well, and then I go back home and I start a business with my dad where we I did a music and sound technology degree. So I was basically going to be like a consultant and we were going to build a studio from the ground up and it was going to be the best one in East Africa. It was like Ooh. Me and my dad, like big ambitions. We were so
lofty,
like,
ideals.
I like hyped it. About it. But then I was like towards the end of it, me and music basically had a falling out. And but I also didn't really want to tell him that. He probably won't be listening to this podcast, so it's fine, I can say this here. But
hey, safe space.
Yeah,
safe
yeah space,
be open and honest. Compassion and honesty. That's,
yeah, that's ah, so glad. But yeah, I didn't want to say that I just didn't know what to do. And I think because my dad was also expecting me to come home after I finished my bachelor's degree, I had to come up with a good reason to stay. So, and my fiance, Alex, him and I were dating at the time. And like a boy wouldn't be a good enough reason for my dad to be like, yeah, yeah, you stay in the UK.
That's a reason for you to come bring your ass home.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah. Oh, is there a boy? Okay, I've sent you a ticket. Don't worry.
But the taxi is outside.
Yeah, exactly. But I was like, okay, I need a better reason. And I couldn't find one. I was like, I don't know what to do. And then towards the last couple months of the degree, I went to the Uni of Portsmouth. They sent me an email and they were like, oh, hey, we see you're going to be graduating with this predicted grade. Here are some other courses you can take. And in the middle of the night, at like 2 o'clock in the morning, I applied for a law degree just because. Okay. I got
to
in.
To keep the dream alive.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But I forgot. Like, I.
is your dad still waiting? Is your dad still there? Like. You can also write the contracts for us.
Well, I think the skills that I learned in the it was so funny because I was also the law course that I could have that I was doing could have been done in 1 year, but I got a 2.2 out of my bachelor's degree and I was like, I can't mess this up. I think if I'm going to do this successfully, I'm going to do it over 3 years. Also, I really don't want to come home. So 3 years is a good time. I'm going to just stay here for 3 years. I'm like, Dad, I don't know what to tell you. That's how long the course is. It's like, I don't know what to say. It's 3 years or 1 year, but I might fail. You know what I mean? But actually, I didn't even phrase it like that. And I was like, me and my dad, it's so funny to, like Alex says this, I turned into a completely different person when I talked to him. And it's like, you know, it's difficult. And he goes, is it? And I'm like, yes, it is. Yeah, it might be. You know, I don't know.
So you and your dad are just kind of passive aggressive to each other.
No, we don't know how to do direct communication about anything that's negative. So like when I, if I did badly at school, he'd say, how was your exam? I was like, we'll see. I think it was okay. but if it went well, I'd be like, oh, I did this question. I'd tell him specifics. I was like, I remembered on page 23 of that book, I saw this equation and then I applied it and I used this part of the calculator. I did this, like, I would get so specific that there was no way that otherwise I was overcompensating. Like if I did really, really badly, I couldn't even say, I don't know, maybe, if it was just bad and he was definitely going to know about it because my teacher was probably going to send him something, I'd be like, I thought I did so good. And I would overcompensate with the same amount of detail, but it would all be very hesitant. It'd be like, so I think I used this part of the, but I don't know if it was right. I don't know if it was right. Was it page 23 or 32? Those numbers are so similar. You know, I don't know what to tell you.
What was it, if you don't mind me asking, what about the relationship with your father that made you scared to just tell him?
I think it was fear of
disappointment.
It was more that he was the disciplinarian, I think, between him and my mom.
Okay.
Strict African parent.
Yeah, very much so. I feel like in the UK, sometimes when you tell people like, oh, I got spanked and I like, you know, my parents hit me as a kid, it's like, oh my God, are you okay? It's like, mom, man, like, look, it was just a part of the culture. Yeah. I'm not traumatized.
We all are.
Yeah.
Even our parents.
Yeah, it's not like they like doing it. Sometimes I feel like nobody some really.
There's been a couple of times. There's been a couple of times where I've seen a little bit of a smile break out. On the kid
at the end of the day, long, hard day.
But I like, yeah, so I think as I grew up, I wasn't. My parents eventually stopped. They're like, this is, you're getting too big and too strong. Like, this isn't hurting you. This is actually more effort for me. And I guess I really didn't want to disappoint him. He worked very hard. He worked so, so hard to give us everything that we have. And he wasn't around a lot because he was working so hard. And so to give him any bad news ever was always like, oh, I don't want to be the person that does that. Or like, even, I think, I don't know if I had this like thought this consciously when I was young, but for my dad to hear first thing out of like my mom, like, oh, Nancy didn't do this thing. You do the thing. Go and discipline her. Yeah. I was like, oh, I don't want to.
It's a long, hard day.
Yeah.
He comes home, that's the first thing.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't want to be responsible for that.
You didn't even rationalize that as a kid. It was just. It was just felt.
Yeah. I think in hindsight, I think maybe that's what it was. But definitely at the time, I was like, oh my God, I'm in so much trouble. I don't want to do this. And so I think to this day, my dad and I still like, but also I think, I don't know if he feels the same again, because of our really weird method of communication. I think it's like, he also doesn't want to give me bad news because he's always been the supporter, the like, you know, he wants me to do my best and he won't let anything, you know, it doesn't sound like in his, well, again, there's no real way of knowing, but I feel like he doesn't want to let me down. So he doesn't want to ever give me bad news. Mm. And so I kind of now know that when he goes, we'll see. I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it. Yeah. We have no idea. It's probably a no, but I'll, you know, fingers crossed just in case. If it happens, I'll be surprised, but I'll be very happy. And, you know.
Right. Imagine after all this time, he's like, you know, Nancy, I have to tell you something. I didn't really want to do this music studio business.
I was just supporting you.
You know, if you want to go and live abroad, I think you should do that. You know, maybe.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to feel like you had somewhere to come to if you wanted to come back.
It's really, I was glad that you were out of the house. Stop eating my food and take care of my space.
Welcome to the Sage of Three Paths podcast. We are three brothers who use this space to talk about a range of topics. Anything from politics, race, anime, and pop culture. Each giving our own perspectives and opinions. I'm the youngest, Mo Jana, also known as Junior Lap.
I'm the oldest, Okello, but my brothers call me AJ.
Middle child, Oz, aka Wizard King.
You know, you said you heard our podcast, the one with our dad. It was probably the first time we actually got to speak to our dad together.
Yeah.
I think we've all done like individual conversations with our dad. But that was the first time where we sat him down and was like, right, we know why you're called 007 now.
Yeah. My dad was very similar, actually. So I was like listening through that episode, and I was listening to it at work, like cheekily with my headphone, and I'm not supposed to have it. But but I was like when the 007 thing came out, I was like, ha, that's my dad. Because he also, he worked or still works. See, this is a mystery. I don't know. He still works, I think, for the Tanzanian government in the National Electoral Commission. Okay. I think. Damn. Don't even know. I have to Google it sometimes. But because like there was one memory that always stuck out, and I share it every time because it's so funny. Because my dad worked so hard, and because he worked for the Tanzanian government, but also he met my mom in Latvia. At the time, I think it was still part of the Soviet Union. So there was like this rumor amongst some of the parents in the school that my dad was part of the KGB.
Damn.
I don't know how serious was, because it blows my mind. I was like, that there's no possible way that people genuinely believe this.
Yes, there was every possible way. There was
It's not outside the realm of possibility.
Yeah, who knows, eh? You
know, there's a high probability, actually. In fact, can we see your ID?
Yeah, right. Well, when you guys were discussing, like, oh, well, we don't really know exactly when his birthday is, I was like, huh. I remember I used to calculate it by like the differences in age between me, my mom, and dad. So like I would know it in relation to like my birthday in years. And I was like, I think that's about right.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
A guessing game.
Why I brought that up was relationships are, what I've learned through life, are just as much of a journey as life itself.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it might absolutely. Be a case where, you know, you and your father started in a point where, you know, you start from ground zero, you get to the point where it's like, okay, we've established this. we've established that play. But as time goes on, who knows? Perhaps it will get to a point where you both can sit down and be like, yeah, dad.
Yeah.
That music idea wasn't too cool. And he will say the same thing to you.
Yeah. I mean, it is definitely much better than it used to be. I think I had to make the first step, I feel like, because I was just tired. I was like, I need to just tell him some things, because I can't be bothered to, like, I very rarely ask for his advice on things, because like it would just be given, but it would be given in this cryptic way where I'm like, I don't really know exactly what this is, but right.
The moon waxes on Thursday.
I'm going to write it down. I'm going to like cut up all the individual words and rearranged it a little bit to see if a message comes out. But when I was struggling with my dissertation, and like after I did my law degree, I was really struggling with it. And obviously, especially academically, like we said earlier, I don't want to let him down. So I don't want to be like, oh, I'm really struggling with this thing. I want to tell him like, oh, I had, you know, a meeting with my lecturer. It went like this, this, this. He said I could improve this, but actually it's going really, really well. And that would be like how I wanted to finish. But I was just very tired. I was working full time and doing my law degree part time, which is exactly what I wanted. And eventually I didn't know how much I would end up loving law. I love poking holes in arguments and like being like, oh, like this could mean this, and this is how you could change this to mean something else. And I was really excited about it. And my dissertation was on intellectual property law, so like copyrights, trademarks, patents, designs. And I was really excited about it, but at the same time, it was just very draining to have to do that and my job at the same time. And I was saying to my dad, I was like, man, I'm really like, I don't know what to do, because I just have to, like, I'm having to try and stay awake in the middle of the night to try and hit my goals for like how many words I had to do a day. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, just that acknowledgement of like that kind of sigh. It wasn't like, oh, you should do this. You know, you don't let, it was kind of like, oh, he's understanding, he's empathizing. And that was really That was really that was new and it was nice.
Yeah.
It's still happening in steps.
It's probably a feeling that you shared. And I think that's one thing that helped and is working for me. If you find feelings or moments or experiences that maybe you can share and it's like, you know, I feel like this and the other person can relate to that, it helps so much more because it just brings that barrier of you don't see it the way I see it. It completely breaks that down. So yeah, I think it's a beautiful thing to continue to work on. And I hope that, I don't know.
Yeah,
I want to get involved in the music business.
Yeah.
So maybe you can go meet her dad in Tanzania.
Oh yeah, go for it.
Imagine more goals. And the first thing is he gets handed a gun and a martial arts manual and says, you must learn to train. Why? Yeah. Mother Russia will call us.
Nancy uses substitute.
Ooh, I mean, I think you might appreciate it. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, I had all these plans. Secretly, like, again, he's so mysterious sometimes. I wouldn't be surprised if he already like owned a studio, already set it up, but he just didn't tell me. And he wanted me to like feel like a bit of a big shot coming back home with my degree, my 2-2 degree.
Actually, Nancy, we got something to admit to you.
Oh, yeah?
Your father got in contact with us and planned this whole elaborate thing, and he's actually here right now. Would you like to come in?
Oh, my God, Dad!
Do you know what? His intro music would be your 14-year-old
album. I would love it.
I've been listening to this all this time.
I couldn't even. I think if that happened.
Just Dre beats on it.
Yeah, that would be like a part of me if this legitimately happened. I'd be like, oh my God, wow. I'm only 20% surprised. Oh,
yeah. Your KGB dad. He asked in some favors from what's Putin out there.
Nah, he pulled some strings.
But I feel like I definitely inherited some of his 007-ness as well.
You can't but help to, right?
Yeah. And I mean, because I was so determined to do music when I was younger, I was going to go like move the heavens and earth to do it. And I remember my mom was visiting relatives in Latvia at the time that summer. And so it was literally just me at home by myself. But I was like, how old was I? I was like 13, 14. And I was just like, oh, good. No one to yell at me for eating crisps in my bed. But at the same time, I had my friends come over and we were not usually like, my parents were like, you know, like, we don't know if their parents know where they are. So like, you can't come over unless we have like
African
written
parents. You're not allowed to sleep over. People are not allowed to sleep over yours.
That's it. Exactly. And so I never really had my friends over that much. And because my mom wasn't home to be like, oh, who's this? Where are their parents? Da, 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 da. My friends came over to my house. We hung out. And then we were, I can't even really be embarrassed because it about like what I liked when I was 13, because I was 13, but I was obsessed with the Jonas Brothers. Oh, I was obsessed with them.
Is that hard to say these days?
I don't know. I mean, I still like their music recently is still good. I'm happy with it and I'm not ashamed. But like people learn to play guitar because of cool people like Jimi Hendrix and like, you know, all these amazing guitarists. I learned to play guitar because of the Jonas Brothers. So
I think it's damn cool you learned to play guitar.
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
Period. Whatever cool. The inspiration is, the fact that you've taken the time to craft that skill within yourself. Yeah, that's blessing.
That's the best podcast on earth.
Sure thing.
But I was, I remember thinking, I was like, I think I've heard of a studio behind like two roads over. So me and my friends, literally it was three young girls went over to like just some random gate. Damn. And I was like, I think this is it. And like, I don't even fully remember how I found out about this, but I was like, I think this is where the studio is. So we'd knock, be like, hello. And so somebody would come out and they'd be like, hello. What are these like pale children doing here? And I was like, oh yeah, I'm here to see like this guy. We sang for this like producer guy and he was like, oh, okay, so what kind of music do you want to make? And I showed him a song that I wrote that basically also plagiarized from Disney Channel, but we won't talk about that.
That degree is coming in handy.
Yeah.
Learning well, how to poke holes.
Yeah, right? But one of the producers clocked this and was like, we'll change some bits. So, and I recorded a song and everything. And they were like, okay, look, obviously we're a professional outfit. You're going to need to pay for this. And I was like, okay, how much is that going to be? And I was like, oh God, he's gonna like tell us some crazy price. And he was like, oh, $100 each. And I was like, okay. So I went home and I told my dad basically what I had done, which is basically spent some money that I hadn't yet had. Oh, and I was like, I was so scared. Because I was like, Dad, you know how I want to sing? I did this and I made the song and he recorded it, but he wants $100 to release it so that I can take it. Can I? And he was like, oh. So he like looked at me, just like thought a little bit, and he's like, oh, okay. And gave me the money and I went to collect the file.
That's awesome.
Yeah, do you know what? I think it might be the fact that you took the initiative to go and do that anyway, almost regardless of the price. He's like, oh, damn.
He was like, oh my God, you're serious.
Jumping the gun here. I want to know what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So this is just a nice little sweet moment. So in Tanzania, people speak Swahili, but I don't really, like, I never learned to speak it properly. So I understand it more than I can speak it.
I'm going to drop some Swahili to you right now.
Yeah, go for it.
And you're going to tell me if you can understand.
This guy can speak Swahili?
No, I can't speak Swahili. I know a phrase.
Okay.
Ka manzuri manzuri, ka mumbaya mumbaya.
Oh, like good, good, like bad, bad.
When it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad.
Yeah, I like doing the literal translations because I think they sound so much funnier in English.
Like good, good, like bad, bad.
I didn't even know. I was just told you, that's what it means.
It sounds less poetic from when it's good, good, it's bad. Like good, good, bad.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't speak Swahili so well.
Yeah, but I understood it. And after I brought the song home, he like listened to it. He was like, wow, okay, not bad. So but again, he didn't really say much. He was kind of like, his eyebrows were raised whilst he was listening to the music and he was nodding, and I was like, okay, this is good. And then I went to my room. You know, that was basically it. And I was like, yes, I didn't get in trouble, and that was the victory. But then I was like going to get a drink from downstairs, and I heard him on the phone with someone saying, he's like, she just went out and she just did it. And it's really quite good. And I was like,
he's proud of me.
In the shadows.
That's awesome.
And I was like, I was so happy. And I was like, yes, not only am I not in trouble, but I think he's happy I did this. This is great. Oh, man.
Shouts out to your dad. What's
your dad? For real.
Let's give real shouts out to him. What's your dad's name and all that?
People call
unless you can't say, because obviously your dad went to the KGB.
we'll call him Dr. Sisti. That's how people know him.
Uh-huh. Dr. Sisti.
Because he's got a PhD in aerospace technology, aerospace engineering.
Wow.
Man's out here trying to make.
He's so cool. He's really. I really hope he's writing a biography somewhere.
Shout out Dr. Sisti.
Yeah, that's it.
Shout out Dr. Sisti.
Dr. Sisti, shouts out to you, my man. Hopefully you have heard this, and what you hear is your daughter obviously loves you like hell, and she wants to move past the point in the relationship where you guys are umming and ahhing and you can just say what you want.
No, yeah, I know we care about each other. It's just that we have to decode how we each kind of say that to each other with our umming and ahhing, but I think we both know. So,
well, communication is such a key thing. Like, if you can get it on point, I'm learning that myself now. Throughout my entire life growing up, it's only really now at the pinnacle of, say, my young adult, more adult life, is when I'm saying, do you know what? I actually need to communicate properly with myself internally, but also with those people around me, so we can all move forward. Before, I'm not gonna lie, I was moving sideways. I wasn't moving correct.
100%. I can validate sideways. That just so I can say.
It's just one of those things.
You know when someone communicate better.
You know when someone communicates and you can just see where they don't communicate actually. When someone just they wear their what they're feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Oz is the perfect guy for that. And there'll be times where I'm just looking at him like, I don't know what to say to this guy, but I know he's feeling some kind of way.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right, bro. And he'll just look at me, and I'm just like, take it as a note.
Like some Bond villain or something. I don't know.
But yeah. That's the thing. You don't even need the earpiece anymore. You're just like raising eyebrows, squinting that's a little bit.
But again, it's a growth thing. I can really notice that within myself, making the effort to communicate just more openly.
It makes such a difference. I feel like instead of trying to be like, have they received the code? Has the message been decoded? Am I receiving a message back? Like,
For me, that space is just too uncomfortable.
It's a lot of weight to carry when you live like that. Mm-hmm. When you're able to just speak completely freely, it's very freeing.
It really is. And I think some of our... Obviously, Alex and I have been together basically since the first day we met.
Nice.
It was like accidentally, like we kept just like seeing each other every day and like sleeping over at each other's place. And then all of a sudden, like, we're like, oh my God, when's the last time we like, we're actually just each in our individual houses. But we've been together in October this year. Will be our 9-year anniversary.
Wow.
Since
QB year.
QB year, I hear you.
He's lovely. And I think that from the beginning, I was like, I don't, like, it's not even playing games because nobody wins. I'm going to say what I mean.
You are an artist.
I'm going to say what I mean, and I really hope that you say what you mean. Sometimes it's like feelings are a lot and you won't be able to say what you mean at the time. I'm more than happy for us to like be like, okay, I acknowledge your message. I'm thinking about it. I need to find a better way to respond. Because I think also with like sometimes when couples in the heat of the moment, like lots of stuff comes out the way you don't mean it. And if you like part of communication that I've learned is kind of sitting with the information that you're given when you like communicate about something. So if someone says like Nancy, I find that you do this, and my immediate response is always to be defensive because obviously like I don't want to be in the wrong. So it's like, human. Oh no, I don't. But like to sit with the information for a little bit and be like, let me see. Do I actually do that? Oh, okay. And if I disagree, I'll be like, look, I don't think that, you know, I do this because this, or like, I can see why you see that. And I acknowledge that you aren't enjoying this, that it's hurting you. Like, okay, I'll find a way to stop. And people, I feel, sometimes aren't willing to sit with the information. And that's why people end up like really clashing, which is sad.
It's chimp against chimp. I don't know if that's something that resonates with you guys, but a turning point for me, it was a book that I had read. It was called The Chimp Paradox, the acclaimed mind management program to help you achieve success, confidence, and happiness.
I watched that TED Talk.
Yeah, and it's a book by Steve Peters, and that for me was the major turning point because it really helped put into perspective my impulses. And like you said, you were saying, Nancy, sometimes the message that you want to give isn't intended, or it's not received in the way which you intended. And sometimes, you have to sit with that information and say, okay, well, what was the intent behind what they were saying? Or what got them to the place where they felt like they had to say it in this way? And maybe when you unpick it that way and you just take a moment, like you're able to see it from a different perspective. And yeah, that was a huge turning point for me.
Yeah. Because I mean, in terms of criticism, for me, I'm learning to try and take it better. Because I know it's not necessarily like, I don't like you. I don't like you the way you are doing this. It's like, sometimes when this happens, it makes me feel like this. And you are the source of, like, you are the driver of that behavior, which is making me feel a little bit bad. And it's like, oh, well, obviously, I wouldn't want to make you feel bad. Yeah. Like,
Absolutely. And
just learning that is
free.
Yeah. Yeah. But it, oh, gotta say, it's hard.
Life kind of isn't easy, but because it's a little bit difficult and you have to, like, well, growth, isn't easy.
Yeah.
But once you go through the worst of it, or even these awful moments or bad moments, the other side of that is just like, damn, like, imagine what that was like. Look at us now. Like, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Or look at me now, if you're talking about on an individual level.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Nancy, do you, or have you watched the Japanese anime Naruto? Have you ever heard of it, or?
I watched one episode, and I was going to do, like, a reaction series, because obviously it's a cornerstone of anime anywhere.
Sure.
And
you see the modern day era, for sure.
And I was really going to watch it, but I think because I committed to trying to make it a series, I was like, oh, I can't watch any of it until I film myself reacting to it. And I was like, and then I just, it fell off the radar for me. But I want to get back into watching it because, like, it's cute. Naruto's all, like, by himself and whatnot, and he's trying to find his way in life. And then apparently he has a son down the line called Boruto, which is a weird name to name your son.
Yeah, let's be honest about it. It is.
It's like, name. If I had a kid, I'd call them Nonsi.
Yeah.
Or like Nanso. Like, really? Come up with a different name, Naruto.
Hey, Okello here. This section is a space where we'll be sharing short stories, creative experiences, and art.
So this isn't yet out yet. I might put it out. I was going to put it out on Monday, and then I just kind of forgot. And I was like, oh, okay. It's like a bonus comic because I do one every Saturday.
Exclusive on the Sage of Three Paths podcast. I love it.
Let me try and find out. So this is, the comic is Be Nice to Yourself. I'm going to show it on the thing. It's not going to be great because this camera is not great. But it's basically... Umbushi? Yeah, he's so
okay. Cute. Ah, okay. You're going to have to describe Umbushi now.
He's
Yeah.
Okay, so what I can see in front of me is an egg-shaped eggplant. Individual. It's, I would say, completely black, or shaded black. But the eyes are almost like ski goggles or ski masks on top. Quite an owly look to it. Just a super cute dude, I would say.
Super cute. For sure.
Super cute.
This is kawaii. This is his little contemplation face. So he's kind of thinking. He's just like having a little relaxing meditation.
He looks quite
session.
Content in that picture. He's quite content.
I guess I'll do a little reading and then I'll sing it. Okay. I'll think about it whilst I'm reading it. But it's the comic is called like this panel is called Be Nice to Yourself. And the message is, it's okay to rest. And when I say rest, I mean properly rest. Forgive yourself for procrastinating and all the things that you haven't done. Have a guilt-free break. Play games, watch a show you've seen 100 times, and you'll get back to doing to your to-do list when you've rested, and you can always rest again later.
That's nice.
So it's just because I feel like I see people all the time. They're like, oh, I need to watch this. Like, even getting stressed out about the things that you're supposed to be happy about, like watching a nice new show. Like, people, I'm like, oh, have you seen Queen's Gambit? No, I haven't seen it. I've watched Friends a couple, like, more times. I'm so stupid. It's like, nah, dude, you like Friends. Enjoy it's okay.
Momentai.
So, yeah, I guess I'm going to sing this now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, nice. I know AJ's clearing his voice as well. He's going to do harmonies.
Yeah. He'll
take tenor.
It's okay to rest. And when I say rest, I mean rest properly. Forgive yourself for procrastinating and not doing the things that you said you would do. Have a guilt-free break, play some games, watch Friends again for the 100th time. And then when you're done, you'll be rested and well. and then you can do it again.
Now, Nancy, you see, before we release this episode, we're going to need £100. So what we'll do is we'll send the bank details over to you.
And you have to go talk to your pops.
No problem. Yeah. So I expect instrumentation, mixing, mastering. I want you to do the promotion for it as well, because I hope that's included in the price.
You know, Nancy.
I don't know about that one.
We will see about that one, Nancy. We will see.
Then I must invoke my copyrights over the music that
she's
I've just.
She's not the same 14-year-old girl.
It's all about circle. Growth, baby. It's all about
full circle. That was beautiful, Nancy. Thank you for
thank
that.
You.
That
you
was
amazing.
That
my
was,
pleasure.
That was dope.
With calmness and stillness, it comes to an end. We hope you found some gems and go away richer in soul and spirit. We're showing you the three paths of the sage. Your path is your own. Which path do you follow? Until next time.